Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 in Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 to Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HIP operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this session actually is a threesome. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently still about 74 degrees, high today of about 77. I'll be joined by Gordon, KY6B, from Central Florida. Pretty much the same temperature, probably. And then Gary, KC2RMO, from the cold area in Syracuse, New York. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about any of those birthday stations? Anyone celebrating a birthday either last week or this upcoming week that would like to be the first to check in this evening? Hearing no birthdays. Good evening once again, everyone. This is the family SouthCars VOIP Global Family Hour. The intent of this net is to encourage members, their families, and their friends worldwide to enter into an informal social net highlighting third-party traffic through the member station. Our program for this Saturday evening is actually entitled Helping SouthCars, NCS and Administration. And I think if you heard the five-minute announcement, you heard what it's all about this evening. So with that, I hope that everyone will enjoy. If you've been part of this session, you will be part of the recording in hopes that we can get it on our website as a podcast. And if you haven't checked out that website, we sure hope that you do. So with that, Gordon, I'm going to throw it your direction to begin this evening. And I want to thank both you and Gary for riding along with me this evening. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, KY6D, come aboard.
Hey, thanks, Kathy, for the opening. And for your information, I have two computers rolling here on a recording mode, so I think we're set. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gordon, KY6V. And as mentioned, along with Kathy, K6SUN, our net manager, and Gary, KC2RMO, our assistant net manager, we will be presenting a program entitled Helping SouthCars VOIP and the story of those working behind the scenes. For a couple of starting facts, SouthCars VOIP became a vision in October of 2007. The first formal net was conducted on Saturday, January 5th, 2008. The first net schedule was for 1 hour. However, it lasted 3 hours and 35 minutes with 102 stations attending. And I was very proud to be the net control for that starting session. Our attempt tonight is to try and explain what happens behind the scenes in our organization. Give you a general overview of the responsibilities of each department, and in doing so, hopefully providing an interest on your part to join the staff with us. Before turning it over to our other moderators for this evening, allow me to give you some current statistics. Our VOIP membership is now close to 3,000 in toto. We have, at the moment, 60 staff members representing just 2% of our membership, and we operate 10 10 departments to support this organization. So without further ado, let me turn the program over to Kathy, K6SUN, our VOIP net manager, and let her start to give each of you a general overview into the operation. Kathy, if you'd be so kind, KY6V, over.
Well, thank you so much, Gordon, for that introduction. And everyone, thank you for being here this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I want to again wish you a good evening. You know, as Gordon has mentioned, we have 10 departments operating in the background of this organization. Each has a specific task and associated responsibilities. Allow me to list these departments for you and then come back with a general overview of each. We have the NCS and the backup department. We have the SysOp department. We have the hospitality department, not the hospital department, but the hospitality. The database department, the net manager, the assistant net manager, a board of directors, and we have 9 in total. We have the outreach department, you know, and this is the licensing courses. We have the website department, and we have a teaching department. So with this said, I'm going to give you an overview of the first 5 mentioned, and then I'm going to turn it to our assistant net manager, Gary, KC2RMO, and he's going to complete the list. So let me just take a pause here for a moment, and I'm going to begin talking about the NCS and the backup department. You know, these people are our on-air personalities. They have all gone through training with our training department, have performed at their 15 minutes of fame, a taste of the water, if you like, and are ready to rock and roll with the best in the game. Each NCS and backup are considered a team. The NCS for a given week becomes the backup the following session, so both have a regular shot at being the voice for a given assignment. Your administrators try to accomplish several things with this department. First, we ask the team what schedule net fits their normal time frame the best. Second, we schedule a number of teams, 4 normally, to the time frame that has been asked for, and in so doing, the need to be present just once every 4 weeks. We schedule these teams in consistent rotation so everyone knows when they will be coming up next. So with that, I'm going to throw it out to our audience or anybody there in the background or the moderators for any questions or comments before I continue. So at this time, please come aboard.
6 Victor. Looks like I was doubling with Gary. 6 Victor, Kathy.
And VXP.
Okay, I'll pick up these 3 fine gentlemen and see what their questions or their comments about this first topic. We're talking about NCS and backup department. Let me start with my assistant, or our assistant net manager, I should say, Gary and the Cole North, KC2RMO. First of all, tell us your temperature and, of course, all that snow, and then come aboard with your question or your comment. KC2RMO from Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Hey, thanks, Kathy. I had to put on a cooler shirt. We're all the way up to 32 here now. So, you know, there's a little less cloud up there. I can actually see some blue skies as we head towards sunset here in Syracuse's beautiful Outer Comstock section. So we're kind of moderating, but boy, it got warm. We were up to 50 yesterday. And we melted a lot of that foot and a half of snow that we got on Wednesday and Thursday. So we've got a lot of melty, mushy looking stuff out there right now. So, but I just wanted to make a comment as far as NCS work goes. And again, I can't tell anybody who's never done it really what it's like. I have been doing this now for a little over a year, probably about a year and a half now. You know, I never considered doing something like that until Kathy asked me about that. And let me just buy a nickel. And I would just invite anybody who's ever had a thought of entertaining the idea of being an NCS to just give it a try. It's an awful lot of fun. It really is. And I certainly don't have a problem talking to folks, you know, on a microphone. but I've never, you know, coordinated a network before. And I think I remember saying to Kathy, you know, I don't know how to do this, you know. And Kathy and Gordon were both saying that we'll show you what to do. It's going to be fine, you know. And I'm kind of like, you know, yeah. But it's we will show you exactly what to do. And it's totally painless, and it's a whole lot of fun. So, again, let me just be a cheerleader here for a minute for the NCS side of things and say to you, if you ever thought about it, just get a hold of any of us here, and we'll get you hooked up. This is KC2RMO. Back to the net.
All right. Thank you, Gary. And, you know, that seems so long ago. Not that long ago. You know, like you, I was the person that said, no, I couldn't do it. And I think you've heard this many times. It was Gordon who encouraged me. It was Gordon and Dana at the time who encouraged me. And I think I've been an NCS since about 2009. And thinking of that, you know, that's 5 years ago. And, you know, time has really flown by. But, you know, I will tell you, you know a little bit about my car situation, and it would have been nice down here in Florida at my school if there would have been snow. And that way, the little experience, maybe they would have fell on the ground instead of on my car. But they decided to be a basketball player, jump up in the air to catch that basketball, and then were in midair, and my car was beneath them, and that's where they landed. So that has been my interesting end of the week. But thank you, Gary, for being here, and everyone. Gary pretty much doesn't run the nets with that we talk about every 4 weeks. Whenever he's asked, he's there to do the rag chew or the global, and he's been doing them, being my backup or running the sessions ever since he's become an NCS. So he goes way above most NCSs, I will say that, Gary. So with that, I'm going to pick up the next I have, which is Six Victor, who encouraged me to be the NCS and encourages all of us to be a part of South Cars. So, Gordon, what would you like to tell us this evening?
Well, thank you, Kathy. You know, I'm going to push that just a little bit further, and that's why I wanted to break in here. But I guess the first comment I would have to you, pretty lady, is how do you sue somebody for damages on your automobile when they were playing basketball? And an underage basketball player to start with. The only thing I wanted to mention here, guys and gals, is that we could sure use some more NCSs. You know, we try to get a team of four for each of our programs. We run three programs on a Saturday, another one on a Sunday, and one once a month on Thursday nights. And right now, I will tell you that we have a full complement for the first hour on Saturdays. That's a full complement of four teams. Yet on the second hour, which is our SSIN on Saturday, we're running with three teams right now. We'd sure love to get a fourth team in there, give everybody a little bit of breathing room. So part and parcel of this program tonight is to get you stimulated, let you understand what's going on in the background, and hopefully have you join us. Thank you, Kathy, KY6B.
Well, Gordon, thanks so much for sharing that. And I will say during the session we have now, the global and the rag chew, you know, there's no specific person that runs at any certain week of the month. I just pretty much put the request out there and ask anyone that would like to run the session or be a backup, because they're all topics and they are a little different. So I could use anyone's help too that's interested in running those sessions. But Gordon, I have a comment for you about my poor little car. Well, it actually, I hate to say it, looks like the shape of a person's rear end. I thought it was a basketball, but the deputy saw the child get on the cement slab, jump up in the air, and then land on my vehicle. And this happened 2 weeks in a row. The first time, I guess the dent wasn't there, but he did ask me, do you want to press charges? And you know, as nice as I am, I still said yes. And I don't know where it's going from there. I think the child was being arrested. It's just a middle school child. But I have a lot of damage to my car right now. So thanks for sharing that with us this evening. And I'll break with you and I'll pick up Rick. And one VXP up there in Ohio who is very faithful in joining us for all of our sessions. And hopefully one day we can encourage you to join us as well. So with that, Rick, please come aboard.
This is N1VXP. First, I'll give you a little weather. Currently 55 degrees. And we were forecasted to be at 55, but we did get up to 61, which felt okay, but we had about a 30 to 35 mile an hour wind, which kind of chilled it down a little bit, but overall it was nice. Sun is definitely stronger and starting to feel much warmer. But as usual, we're going back down in the, supposed to be down to 29 tonight. And yeah, the forecast they had yesterday, and they still keep doing it on the internet, is nothing to really worry about tomorrow. But on the cable, they're talking 1 to 2 inches of snow. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. I got to figure that one out. So I just decided, well, I'll let it happen. Whatever happens tomorrow night into Monday, well, I'll have to deal with it. Concerning NCS, my amateur radio experience, almost from like day one, right after I got my ticket, I got involved in National Traffic System. And I started handling messages quite often, and I was given a hint at one time. You know, somebody asked me if I wanted to become an NCS, and I said, well, I'll have to think about it. And one of the tricks I learned, I actually didn't learn, let me drop for a second. One of the little tricks I used was every net that I attended, I would do it just like the NCS, copied on all the stations that checked in. Got used to knowing the stations by voice and by call sign. And got used to it, got comfortable about it. And finally one day, the section traffic manager asked me one day, she says, would you like to run a net? And I said, well, I'm not really sure. But as a persuasion from the, I also used to go on to an independent traffic net. And he, you know, had said, well, let's try this. I'll start the net, you take over, and see how you feel about it. I only needed that once. I was like, okay, I think I can do it. And it was a challenge, but it got to the point where I was actually net control on three different traffic nets, two affiliated and one independent. So it was that learning, copying down the call signs and getting used to the order. I had my own little sheet that I filled out. You know, when the person checked in, I put down the fact, the location, real quick, a little abbreviated, and whether they had traffic or no traffic. So once I got used to doing that, it was very easy to do it, and I did it for, at least probably a good 4 or 5 years. So, it wasn't really hard to do, but I'm in the process of going through that again, and maybe I will do my 15 minutes. I timed out on that. I'll do my 15 minutes and see if I'm ready. And once the XP back to net control.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick. And when you're ready, send us an email. We'd sure like to get you trained. It's been a while since Gordon and I have trained anyone, so it would be, and I don't think there's much training with you because you've pretty much been there all the time. You know what goes on. And things have drastically changed in what we require from the very beginning. So when you are ready, get a hold of us, and we most definitely will get you aboard. And so with that, before we go on, our assistant and manager put something in the text box that he has a comment. But anyone, anywhere, you can do it. If I could do it, you can do it. And you do have a lot of fun, and we sure could use that help. But Gary, come aboard with your comment.
Thanks, Kath. I just wanted to borrow a line from one of the little fun reels that was circulating around WHEN, which is where I worked, one of the stations that I worked at, where we had a kind of a goof on the general manager of the radio station. His name was Bob Carolyn, and we started the Bob Carolyn School of Broadcast Chicanery. And to get in, we made the point that there's no need for fancy education to be an NCS in this particular case. Fact is, if you've ever seen a high school or known anyone who's owned a tire, you can become an NCS. So, Rick, I sure hope you'll come aboard. Thanks. We'll go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Leave it to you, Gary. You'd always come up with a comment. I want to tell you that I just received the email from your lovely wife, and I sent her a response back. So hopefully she'll come aboard this evening and make any comments out there as well. On the time we take you away from her, possibly, when you do all the nets and help out so much in the background. But I did send her an email with her request, and most definitely. So, and I'll send that out probably to you tomorrow. Okay, with that, I'm going to go into the next department, and that is the SysOp. And we do have our senior SysOp out there in the background, and maybe he'll come aboard and share his comments. But these folks are the MPs, you know, those military police of the organization. They've been trained to understand the policies of our organization and work within those parameters. They are the helpers and the policemen of the server. They have special tools provided to them for administrating just about any problem that may come up on the server. They can turn the server off, turn it on, place it in busy, connect to people, disconnect people, mute people where necessary, ban a station if there is no other avenue. I am proud to say that over the last 5 to 6 years of existence, we have only needed to ban very few people. And in most cases of interference to our operation, the SysOp was able to help the interfering person to keep the situation from not happening again. So with that, I'm going to throw it out there once again for any comments, any questions, and hopefully that senior SysOp will come aboard and tell us what it feels like to be that senior SysOp. So with that, let's see who we can get to check in this evening. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, one of your moderators. Any check-ins at this point?
Victor Kilo 4, Fox Delta Golf Mike.
GYF.
All right, I have two check-ins at this moment. I didn't catch the full call sign. Now I'll take a stab at it. VK4, I heard a DGM, I believe, and maybe an F in there. And I have Golf, a Yankee, a Foxtrot. Who is that senior SysOp? And I'm looking forward to his comments this evening. But let's pick up the station, VK4, DGM. I think we've talked before, but I'm not sure of your name. So please come aboard.
Okay, good evening all. This is Victor Kilo 4, Fox Delta Golf Mike. Yeah, the name is Daryl, Delta Alpha Romeo Yankee Lima. And we're portable this morning on the handheld through a local node here. We're listening to the comments on the net. So I actually do the World Friendship Net on the Friday evenings edition, and and our local radio club's net on Sunday mornings here as well. Yeah, it's all good fun. You get to meet a lot of people and get to know their voices and picking them all up. And as soon as you recognise the voice, you can put a call sign to it pretty quick there. But today, we've got a warm day here. It's a wall-to-wall blue sky, but looks like it'll be about 38 degrees Celsius here today, getting quite warm there. So, and I've actually called in on the HF South Cars there too. I actually did fill in on HF there because we get on the remote, on some of the remote radios there in the US, and have called in there a few times on South Cars HF there on 40 meter band, so all good. Okay, back to net control. This is VK4FDGM Portable. We'll be listening for the net there, over.
All right, Daryl, can you give me your full call sign again so I can write it down? I know you're a South Cars member because I remember the name Daryl, but give me your full call sign again.
Victor Kilo 4, Fox Delta Golf Mike. Okay, we'll be listening out for the net anyway there. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much for that, Daryl, and giving me the full call sign. And, you know, we could use NCSs, and if you ever find you have the time and fits into a schedule that you could do, we would sure like you to think about coming aboard as an NCS as well. We have the, we call it the SSIN. It's where a Russian station pretty much most of the time runs it, 12 o'clock noon Eastern Daylight Time, our time, and I'm not sure if that would fit with you, but if you ever have the opportunity or the desire, you know, send us an email address or at our address, and we'll surely get in touch with you. And if I have your email address, I'll maybe be sending you one. But listen as long as you can. Thanks for coming aboard and sharing with us. And we all who are NCSs love what we do. We always have a lot of fun, and we always love the contacts. So have a wonderful day, Daryl, and join us any time. Okay, with that, I'm going to pick on you, Mr. Doug, GYF, our senior SysOp. You do so much for South Cars, and I'd like you to share that with everyone, what exactly you do, and how you've enjoyed that position that you have. And thanks for being here tonight.
Well, hi, Kathy. Doug here. My association with South Cars is the very best ham radio association I've ever had. For a ham for over 30 years, I've listened to every band, transmitted on just about every band, except maybe, 12 and 17. I don't think I've ever transmitted there. Never transmitted on 160, but, you know, this is just about the most pleasant place. I mean, the caliber of people, the quality of people, the quality of conversation, the inquiring minds. You know, here on South Cars VOIP, people are really in a learning mode. They want to learn about the computer, and they want to, so many aspects of ham radio. And speaking of which, I'm coming to you on a 70-centimeter handheld through a computer interface designed by KY6V. If you just type in any Google browser, KY6V, change to an image search, you'll get the diagram, and see how easy and cheap it is with a single 2N2222 transistor to get connected to South Cars. So I've heard all these different frequencies, all these different nets, all these different bands, and this is the most courteous bunch. And it's courteous for year after year, and I think it has something to do with, you know, the kind of people that are started South Cars and this aspect of learning about computers and ham radio in this fashion. It's just I like being here. Sometimes I'm here 14 hours a day, sometimes more. But it's an easy job because everybody's so well-behaved. Every now and then there's an accident, you know. And I've even put KY6V on mute because I hope that he'd do the same for me if there was something embarrassing coming over. Not that there ever has been, but I sure appreciate your trust and having me as your senior sysop, and it's just about the highest title of anything I've ever achieved. K0GYF. Thank you, Kathy. Over.
Well, Doug, thanks so much for all you do for us, and I know you're always in the background. I'm not there all the time, but when I am, I know you're always there. I heard the conversation between you, Gordon, and Rick this evening, and, you know, whenever you have those questions or you want that little chat, you'll come aboard and chat. And you're there as a hospitality person, too. And we appreciate so much you do. And you know, meeting you at the recent HamFest, I know you bought a handheld, I believe. Hopefully you've gotten that all set up. But appreciate your listening. A lot of times you don't check in, but I know you're always listening. And I appreciate the friendship as well. So with that, we're going to move away a little bit from the sysop, unless I'll throw it out there once again and see if there's anyone that has anything to say about NCS, backups, or sysops before I move on. All right, hearing nothing, our next department is the hospitality department. And Doug is good at that. Thomas, suffix T-H-O, Gordon is great at this. And anybody who's there, and I think, Rick, you are as well. So this is a group of Southcars that are those meeters and those greeters. They are the folks who go back to a newcomer on our server and say hello and welcome. They are the people and stations that provide help and understanding about Southcars if needed. They are the group that supplies a warm and friendly atmosphere for those new to our system and provide motivation to come back. And so many of you are in that hospitality area. So those of you who have come aboard as a hospitality person, I sure hope that you'll come aboard and tell us how it feels when you talk to that newcomer. So let me throw it out there once again for any questions or any comments before I continue.
RMO?
We love it, Mr. Quebec.
All right, I have two stations, and because I know the hour they must be in Scotland, I'm going to pick you up, Mr. Scotland. You came up first and keyed up, but I didn't hear anything. Then I'll go to RMO, and then I'll throw it out there once again and see anybody who's been a hospitality. Rick, you've been one of those. Doug, you've been one of those. How does it feel when you talk to that newcomer to our system? So with that, Mr. Scotland, MM3LVQ. It's been a while since we've talked, but I sure appreciate you being here and staying with it here us this evening and your late evening or probably morning. What would you like to share with us about hospitality?
Well, Kath, going back to the beginning, when SCARS first started, I think it was about 5 years ago or 6 years ago. I just can't mind when I started, but My number is 0079. I'll give you my weather, Kath. It's 43 Fahrenheit, 9 Celsius. The wind is 10 to 20 miles an hour, and the humidity is 93. Well, when I first started with SCARS, as I said, I was about a year before somebody asked me to become an NCS, which I did. Did my training and enjoyed it, but under circumstances, due to the good lady, she wanted to go shopping on a Saturday, which knocked me off the NCS list. I've been an NCS at the time, and I've still had the time on a Saturday. I would definitely come back to be an NCS. But as you say, hospitality, I'm there, hopping on the Echolink. They're near every day, sitting here for about 10, 20 minutes, maybe more, and then disappear and then come back again. But when you get your first contact with someone who is not a member of SCARS, and you ask them the vital questions, their day and date, their email address, and it feels great. I've done something good for SCARS again. And as Gordon may come up with a comment, I'm practically a practical joker. I like picking up a cartoon or something like that, and anything to do that I can think with Echolink, I stick it on it. This is Mike 3, Lima Victor Quebec in West Central Scotland, back to Net Control.
I know you do, Robert, and I enjoy those, especially the ones I said I could use in my classroom, without the scars on it, but some of the pictures with it, and we've enjoyed those, and you know, we've used them from time to time, and we always appreciate that. I always appreciate you sending me the calendar as well at the beginning of the year. I want to ask you, before I go on, when can we convince you to come back, even once in a while, Robert, to be an NCS? I know this is a late hour for you, and I'm not sure about the rag chew because that's on a Sunday, but is there a chance we can convince you from time to time to come back? We'd sure love to hear you as an NCS once again. So, Mr. Robert, let me throw it back to you.
Well, Kath, as I said, Saturday is really out the window, because the good lady likes to go shopping round about quarter past one, half past one. She likes to go shopping, and we do not get back till about back at six. That's my time. Sunday always has been in my family is family day. So that puts that out of the window. I'm on the computer right now, but the family is there, and we're always running out and in where my computer sits and my radio sits. So it's just one. I'd love to come back as an NCS guy. I'm telling you, I'd love to come back. But I'll have to try and persuade the good lady. And we have got a saying over here, you never argue with the shark manager. If she says no, the answer is no. QSL?
That's funny, Robert, but I know what you're talking about. And hopefully, sometime from time to time, you can come back and run a session, because it's been a long time and we'd sure love to have you. But I know the feeling. You know, I would try never to do that to a family member, but, you know, I guess sometimes if you're on the radio all the time and you don't take her places, or she gets upset. But I would give you once in a while. But thank you, Robert, and thanks for being here tonight. And thanks for being out there in the background various times during the day and picking up those new members. And we always enjoy hearing from you. So, and we enjoy you being here tonight. So with that, I'm going to break with you, and I'm going to pick up Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, see what he would like to share with us about hospitality or anything we've talked about thus far. All right, Mr. Gary, KC2RMO, are you there in the background? Did you go away and get something to drink, or are you having a mouse issue? I see. Hopefully this is not a mouse that runs around, just the one connected to the computer. That's why you have a laptop and you have that mouse pad that you can use that without the mouse. Gary, are you there? If not, I'll see who else I can get to come aboard. All right, it looks like we had Daryl, or that is IRLP. We have muted you because something keyed up with quite loud noise. So you are muted. You can merely disconnect and it'll bring you back. But with that, since Mr. Gary is having problems with his mouse, is there anyone else out there that would like to make a comment about the hospitality, the CISOP, or the NCS? So with that, anyone, anywhere?
Six, Victor, recheck.
And Victor X-ray, Papa.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Gary has decided to log off. He says he'll log back in, and he's away right at the moment. But I have you two gentlemen to carry us on to the next topic. So KY6B, how would you like to tell us about your experience with hospitality or anything else you'd like to share? So please come aboard.
Well, thanks, Kathy. I'm sorry to hear that Gary's having a little bit of problem, but he's the type of guy that'll get it taken care of very quickly. Gordon, KY6V here. Just two comments. I'll start with Gary and his mouse problem. I was sitting back chuckling when this started to happen, and I saw him come up on the text box and say, mouse issue. Because he just sent me a cartoon, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about a real live mouse sitting on top of his computer mouse, trying to give the computer mouse CPU. And the final words on this cartoon is he says, "I think the computer mouse has expired. He's dead. He's gone." And I just wanted to say something about cartoons. You know, I received one in the mail from Robert here this morning. It was a picture of an open area with a couple of Indians. And one of the Indians was crouched over with his ear close to the ground. And the inscription was in Morse code, what he was hearing. And I'm saying this from memory, but it was something like, "Scars on Saturday at 8 a.m. on Echolink." Which I thought was very, very cute, Kathy. KY6V, back to net.
Oh, that does sound quite comical. And I think I've seen the mouse pictures with Gary. Actually, I think that live mouse must have eaten through his cord. But he is back. So, Rick, I'm going to try to pick up Gary, first of all, and see what his comments are about hospitality or SysOp or NCS. And he can explain to us about his mouse problem. So with that, Gary, are you there and back with us? I think you said you are. Come aboard and share with us this evening. Well, Gary, it looks like you still have the same problem because you're not keying up. Let me pick up Rick, and then we'll come back to you. And like I said, if you have a mouse pad, you may want to use that instead of the regular mouse. So, Rick, how about coming aboard and sharing your comments with us this evening?
Sven1VXV, I just have one comment about hospitality. I participate in quite a few other nets, and have always found that Southcar's nets, the topics, are really interesting, and felt that spreading the word around for other nets, for people on there to come join the nets here. And, it's just an ongoing thing that, and I do hear some new people on the other nets that aren't aware of Southcar's, and I always try to spread the word out for them to come over and join. I feel that, let me drop for a second. You know, I feel that one great way of getting the word out about Southcar's and all the activities and all the great people here is to spread the word out to other nets and, let them come over and listen and decide for themselves. But it's an ongoing thing that I enjoy, and I always think about other nets. Sometimes I'll bring info over here to for people who join up on the other nets in the other conferences. And once the XP back to net control.
And Rick, you know, we so much appreciate that when you are in the various nets and you send those to Southcar's. You know, we get a lot of new members, a lot of new contacts with you being in the hospitality and everyone bringing those people aboard. And you know, that mass mailing that goes out has encouraged a lot of people because they know what those programming nets are. And I don't take too much time figuring them out. I just try to think of things that would be of interest, and we just schedule them. But we do have a problem keeping them manned. I'm sure that a lot of you know that Gordon, Gary, and I do quite a few of them, and we sure could use some help and with some extra voices. But thank you, Rick, and thank you, Gordon. And by the way, Gordon, I just received an email from Robert, a cartoon that I hadn't received before, so I'll have to look at that after the net. With that, Mr. Gary, I see you're on your iPad, at least you were. Are you there now? Would you like to make any comment before we move on? All right, Gary, I saw you key up. Let's try it again and see if you can come aboard. All right, hearing nothing from you, Mr. Gary. It looks like your computer is still having a problem. So I'm going to continue on, and hopefully, because your session is coming up not too far from now, hopefully you can get that solved. But you may want to reconnect once again. Tell me when you're ready in the text box, and I'll call on you once again. But let's move on. We're going to talk about the database department. You know, this is where all the clerical things are done. New members are entered into the roster. A master list of members is kept current. Welcome letters are sent out to all new members. A master list of email addresses is maintained for such purposes as our mass mailing. A staff listing is kept current as to our current staff by call, email address, and contact telephone number. Roster changes from the member are controlled here, and further any questions of the member are received here and answered here. And I have pretty much been running the database, I think, since about 2009. So I am that person who is putting that information in the roster. So we ask if it's wrong at any time or needs to be updated. You need to just simply send us an email and let us know. But let me throw it out there right now and see if I have any questions, any comments about the database and what it entails and what it includes. So anyone, anywhere, like to come aboard?
Six Victor with a comment.
All right, Six Victor. And anyone out there, you don't have to be coming aboard to make a comment about what we're talking about. Simply come aboard and say hi to us if you haven't checked in this evening. We'd sure like to hear from you. But I'll pick you up, Gordon, and then I'll throw it out there once again for any check-ins. What would you like to share with us? And I know you pretty much began the database, I believe you and Dana, and then you took me into your confidence, I guess, and allowed me to continue. But you started it from day one. So what are your comments this evening?
Well, the first comment is you're just doing an admirable job with it and have been doing that for years. Thank you, Kathy. KY6V here. I just wanted to make one comment regarding the database department that you mentioned here, changes that are needed in the roster. We try to supply a very simple way to do that. If you go into our website, if you go into the roster, if you go into your roster information with your call sign, there is a place on that page that simply says roster changes. If you click on that, it will automatically address an email to us, and all you have to do is explain what we need to change. Your address has changed, or your license class has changed. I'm sure your birthday won't change, but you know, that type of thing. Now, I would add here, and you might want to expound on this, Kathy, that we like to have a trail of information. We will not change any addresses on our roster unless they have already been changed on QRZ. We use QRZ as the Bible. QRZ uses the FCC database as the Bible. So we're all in sync. If you're on 123 South Avenue, we'll all say 123 South Avenue. If you change an address and have not change that address with FCC. We will not change it on our roster. So that we have a trail back on the information, if that makes any sense. Kathy, you want to comment on that? KY6V.
Well, actually, Gordon, you did a perfect job of it. You know, at times we will receive a request to change an address or a license class, and like Gordon said, it's not posted on QRZ. And I look at that first before I make any changes. If the address change or the license class change or the call sign changes there, I make the change. But I've been pretty much keeping track of everyone that's joined since 2009. I think, Gordon, it's probably 60 pages at this point. And that's why we ask for certain information, the birth date. We ask for the email address so we can add those email addresses to our mass mailing that we send out once a week. So it informs you of what's going on with South Cars on any particular week. But I thought you did a good job of that, Gordon, and I have not much more to say about that. But if anyone has a change in an email, it's very important that you let us know that. I believe also on our roster, there is a place that you can click roster change, and it immediately comes to us to see those changes. Make sure that it's on QRZ, and you have to do that first through the FCC, and once we see that, we'll make that change. But that's the database. It's our roster. It is where your numbers are inputted. It's where all that information is. And that is done mainly by myself, and if I need help, Gordon at any time helps me out as well. So with that, let me see if Mr. Gary is out there. He says he's here, so let's see if he can come aboard and transmit. He wanted to make a comment about hospitality, and maybe he'd like to make one about database as well. So Gary, KC2RMO, is your system up and running?
I'm almost afraid to click this thing. Yeah, it looks like we're up and running. I'm not really sure what happened. I'm on the Mac, and with the Echo Mac software, there's a keyboard shortcut that you use to key the mic, but it in this particular version of the software, it doesn't work, so I used the mouse. I was clicking, and it would click to indicate that we were okay, that we were transmitting. But nothing was happening, so, you know, I'm like, okay, not real sure what was going on there. And I thought, well, I have a kind of a funky Microsoft mouse that I use, and I said, let me try a different one, and that didn't work so well. But I rebooted everything, and I guess we're okay, so hopefully we're coming through. But I did want to make note of two things. Number one, just to go back to hospitality for a minute. If you ever want to feel welcome, just show up to a South Cars Net for the first time, or show up to an outreach course for the first time. You will be immediately feeling very, very welcome, very much made at home. I can only tell you from my experience where I had showed up for the extra class. And you know, ended up finding a really great bunch of people and becoming part of an incredibly good organization. I just find that quite remarkable. You don't usually make a connection like that. So really, you've got people here that definitely will go out of their way to make you feel welcome. Let me just buy a nickel. And secondly, as far as the database goes, you know, I this is just something that that I've been doing as a project, and it's we're really way far from even talking to anybody about it. But I have, you know, the backup. I have a backup copy of the database, and I've been doing some things to refine it as far as reporting goes and what have you. And I've been playing around with access with it. And I don't have a final product yet or anything like that, but maybe a few months down the line we'll make an announcement on that to Kathy and to Gordon and to the rest of the South Cars board. see if we have a product that you guys might like. It's just kind of something I've been doing as a when I have the time to, you know, and the inspiration to do it. But it's been pretty cool so far, so just throw that one in there. So I think we're okay. Let's go back to the net. This is KC2RMO.
Well, Gary, at least you're talking. I think that animal mouse got a hold of that wire. It must have done something. Or maybe those kitty cats. You know, I've worked with Access for a very long time, and actually it was something I had suggested to Gordon when I was starting to do the database, but it was going to be inputting. Just like we said, we have almost 3,000 members at this point of putting all those into a database and changing it. So I'm going to throw it over to Gordon and see what he would like to tell you, because I know it's quite a chore to do that. And once it's all set, it's pretty good. But I know it would be quite a change. That's why I did it the way I was doing it. So with that, Gordon, would you like to make any comments on what Gary was talking about?
Well, thanks, Kathy. No, just a short to Gary. I was sitting back smiling. I'm not sure if I was the first person that introduced you and welcomed you to South Cars or not, Gary, but I recall the first time that you and I talked. The first thing that came out of my mouth, have you been in broadcasting? And look where it's taken us, Gary, over.
You know, it's funny because I was just going to mention that. That was probably the second question or third question that I had asked in that extra class, and you came back with that. And I figured, you know, I'm in the right place. If somebody could pick that up, I must be doing okay. So I recall that very well, sir.
All right. Well, that was a grand time. Thank you, Kathy. Back to you, KY6V.
All right. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And you know, Gary, you're so unique with your voices and being there to be a person who you're not, doing the Santa Express, being one of those elves, being the groundhog, helping me out with that. And I can always call on you to come in there and come aboard. And, you know, I always want to thank you and Stephanie for being there so much and so often. And what you're working on, when you're ready, show it to us and see what happens. Like I said, I've worked with Access. It's a lot of inputting information in the beginning, but overall it really works well. So we're going to go away from the database, and we're going to talk about the net manager. And you know, that's me at the moment, and has been for the past 2 years. I'm working on my third year. I'm not from Missouri, but the buck stops here. My job is simple. Keep things running on an easy and even keel. The support for this position is beyond words. I have one of the finest staff in the world, and one I have ever had the privilege to have worked with, and a board of directors that is second to none. I couldn't ask for a better bunch of people to work with and a better bunch of South Cars members. So with that, I'm going to actually turn it over to Gary so he can continue. And maybe he can ask for check-ins about the net manager. But Gary, are you all set to take over? I believe you're going to talk about yourself now. Gary, KC2RMO from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and thank you everyone for allowing me to share some of these comments with you.
Hey, Kathy, thank you. And let me just kind of just say something before I get into the rest of this, that I'm the assistant net manager, but I'll tell you, it when you have a net manager like Kathy, it is just a piece of cake to hold that position. She, if she was James Brown, she'd be the hardest working man in show business. You know what I'm saying? She is great. She is just the best. And honestly, she puts a lot of effort into these topics and the scheduling and the coordinating of all the different people that make this organization run, and deserves a well has a should have a well-deserved tip of the hat is what she should be getting, because she does a lot for this organization. Now, having said that, let me talk about me. It's probably my favorite topic. That's my wife unit over here.
Yes, it is. But
first, let me just buy a nickel. And as I said before, I just want to say right up front that I enjoy working with South Cars. It's great, and I enjoy being part of this this board of directors. The board of directors consists of 9 folks, and let me say this right up front: it's one of the greatest groups of people that you can be associated with. A great group of free thinkers. Probably the greatest I've ever been associated with. They're all dynamic individuals, dedicated, serious, and extremely logical. And I can state categorically that I've never had to bail anybody out. They come from all sorts of professions, hold old tenures in the hobby, and know what the hobby's all about and act accordingly. They are really a great bunch of people. We have some very, very, very competent people that are associated with the running of this organization. Let it be said that South Cars would not be where it is today without the people of this stature, and that's a fact. It really is. So let me take some check-ins right now. Any comments on the board of directors? Any comments on what we've done tonight so far, or any comments on South Car or any South Cars or any other thing that you'd like to talk about? We'll take check-ins right now as we continue with the Global Family Hour. I'm KC2RMO, and this is South Cars.
Sierra United November.
Victor Hotel.
JDH.
Okay, we've got 3 that time around, and I'll let everybody know that I am having some issues with very low receive audio, and I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but I can hear you guys. As long as you can hear me, all is well. We will pick the network up with K6SUN. Hi, Kath, come on aboard.
Well, Gary, you're coming in loud and clear, and hopefully you hear me. But you didn't talk too much about you, the assistant net manager. Remember, I've told you for a few years here that if I get run over by that truck, or in my case, the car that got destroyed, you're going to have to take over everything. The database and the net manager and hospitality and training and all that. So why don't you tell us about you as assistant net manager, what you do? I'm back to you, Gary.
Well, thanks, Kath. Let me tell you a few things about that. That is me at this point in time, and I love South Cars. I love the position. For the most part, this position is an advisory position, and that being when certain things come up, I throw my opinion into the mix and let it take its course. And that's kind of the great thing about the way that this organization runs. We've got a very good dialogue among the board of directors, and we throw a lot of ideas around, and we have a lot of discussion on the important stuff. And it'd be kind of interesting sometime if you could just see the email chains that go between the board. It can get pretty neat. Sometimes we'll take we'll have a private network, and we'll talk these things through too. But I'll tell you this, that you have a lot of people that have great ideas and have a lot of concern about the way this organization runs and some of the things that we're offering to the folks that participate. There's some great discussion, and people do take this really seriously. I'm also an active NCS and program host with South Cars, and I further take care of whatever matters that Kathy assigns to my camp. So if something comes my way that the boss wants, we take care of it. So that's okay. I'm pleased with the thought that should I ever need to take over for Kathy, I don't have to concern myself with being sworn in like the Vice President of the United States. All I have to do is reach for the red phone and say, "Now hear this." So with that, we will continue things, and we will go along to Victor Hotel. Hello there, Steve, down in Louisiana.
Well, good evening, Gary, and good evening to everyone on board tonight. This is the first net I've made today, so I've missed you all. I was just going to point out that the one thing that I see in South cars that is not in place in very many operations is that people are willing to do something for the organization. A lot of people do that, and because a lot of people are offering to do something, many hands make light work. And I would say as much as anything, that has got to translate into longevity for South cars. So if everybody does a little, no one has to do a lot. That's it from Louisiana tonight, Gary. We'll look for you in the morning. KC2RMO in the net, KF5VH.
Hey, thank you, Steve. And as always, it's great to hear from you. Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask, as long as we've got you there, this is totally unrelated, but have you had a chance to play with that SDR yet?
I have, a little bit, and amazingly it receives signals, and it just works right out of the box as long as you get the driver squared away, and its bandwidth is impressive, so I appreciate being pointed in that direction. Matter of fact, they were cheap enough. I bought two, and my son has one of them also. KF5VH.
They are so much fun, and they are so cheap they ought to be illegal. I built mine into a box. I put it on the back of the iMac. You can't even see it. And I'm just running an antenna that's a length of thermostat wire. And I'm sitting here the other day just playing around with it, and I got a... an RTTY signal from the Canary Islands, and I'm saying, you know, for $60, which is, you know, the cost of the dongle and the up converter, I'm saying, how can you have so much fun? It's great. So thank you, Steve, and as always, it's a pleasure. We will move it along to JTH. Come on aboard on the Global Family.
Well, hello, Gary, and a special hello to Kathy and Gordon, W3JDH here, Dave. This is more of an equipment check than anything. I've tried several times in the past to hop onto the net using my Samsung Galaxy Note 2 smartphone to no success, and I sent some messages to Kathy by email so that she knew I was trying because she saw me come up on the list. But this one is now with the iPad. So we'll give that a try. And this is my third net today. I had one this morning on 60 meters and another one at on 40 later on. Busy guy. Just put in a new kitchen. Don't have a lot to say about the organization, but I did want to say hi and see if this thing is working. So back to you, Gary, KC2RMO, W3JDH.
Well, I tell you, you're coming through nicely. I tried my backup iPad, and I wasn't able to get anything with it. So something funky was happening here on my end of things. And as I said, receive audio is kind of low on my end, but it's usable, so that's okay. But your iPad is coming through as loud as I can hear it and clear, so all is well on that. And thanks very, very much for checking in. It's great to hear you. As we're talking about some of the departments that make South Car tick, South Cars tick, one of the departments you may not know about is the outreach department, and that is how I became involved in South Cars by going for my extra class. I had attended a South Cars outreach, and the rest, as they say, was history. In my opinion, South Cars has led the way to helping new hams. I cannot stress enough how much everybody that's involved in this organization loves to extend the hand of friendship to new and new wannabe hams. South Cars offers training to new hams dating back to 2010. Courses for upgrades of your license status have been conducted from technician to extra, and even including Morse code classes, which, by the way, are terrific because you've got Gordon teaching them, and if you can't learn from Gordon, you can't learn. Tutorials for those various classes are maintained on the VoIP.SouthCars.com website, and podcasts for each and every class can be found there as well. Let me buy a nickel. And those are great. We have started a new format with the outreach where we're banking the courses that that we've taught, and you can just review those till the cows come home. And as obviously as the material changes for the licensing, those will be updated. But it is a great way to learn what you need to know, whether it's Morse code or whether you're upgrading from technician to general or general to extra. Super way to review material. So again, it's available on the South Cars website. And again, if you're interested, check it out. There's an archive for 4 years of very valuable information. Take a look and see what you think. Furthermore, the instructors assigned for teaching are second to none. They are great. They really are. They're all they all have a great grasp of material, an inborn skill for teaching, and they are seasoned professionals, of course, and they convey their knowledge very well. So let's do some more check-ins, shall we? Have you ever participated in a South Cars outreach class? It is a lot of fun if you haven't done it, but I'd like to hear from somebody who's been there. And what'd you think about the whole thing? We'll take check-ins right now on the Global Family Hour. This is South Cars.
6 Victor with a recheck.
JDH.
Sierra United November.
Well, we got 3 that time around. We'll pick it up with 6 Victor. Hello there, Gordon.
Yeah, hi. Just a quick comment, and it's a little bit off subject. Wanted to wave at Dave up there, JDH. You know, our TIN, which you were part of last Thursday night, Daryl up in Newfoundland made a comment when some of the people were talking about their iPhones and iPads and problems, that apparently there's been a new release of, I think they called it iO 7, which is having all kinds of problems, Gary. So, heads up, KY6V, over.
Yeah, I had heard Daryl speak of that. This particular one is not an iOS 7 iPad. Whatever plagued me on that little bit of business, I'm not sure. We'll do a post-mortem after the net. But what I ended up doing was swapping mice. Because, as I say, I was clicking on the transmit bar here, on the transmit button, and nothing was happening. It was simply not receiving the input from the mouse. Swapped out the mouse and still wasn't getting anything. Rebooted and viola, as they say, it was working, but I'm still plagued with. I'm getting about 50% receive audio coming from this. So it sounds like it's something in the Echolink software more than anything, but we'll do a little bit of work on this after the net. But yeah, Daryl had a very good insight into that. And so if you are an iOS 7 user, that you may be seeing funky behavior with your Echo Mac software or something is out there bedeviling the Echo Mac software. That's for sure. Thank you, Gordon. We move along to Dave, JDH. Hello there. Come on in.
Thank you, Gary. W3JDH here. Yes, I think the outreach program was great. It's hard to believe that it's about 13 or 14 months ago that I participated in the CW class that Gordon so ably led us through, and Gary was on there, and Kathy was on there, and it was nice to get to meet some new friends. As far as continuing that, I got to the point where I was able to have a number of QSOs on CW on HF with some friends, one down here on the Eastern Shore, one up in Pennsylvania, and another one from the neighborhood, who is a friend of mine in ham radio. So I was successful in meeting a primary goal of being able to send, receive, and understand on the radio. I have kind of gotten away from it over the last year. My daughter and her husband, he's in the Army, moved up from Pittsburgh to Des Moines, and I was heavily involved in helping her get the house ready for sale and moving them out there and spending some time in Iowa and again in November and again in January. So I've just kind of gotten back into the code again, and I was amazed at how well I remember the sending part of it. I can still read letters and go down the street and sound things out, so I guess that part of it never left. As far as being able to pull the sounds back out of a speed that's beyond what I'm real comfortable with, I probably am doing about a 50 or 60% at 10 or 15 words a minute. So I think there's a basic there, there's a foundation, and all I have to do is get back into the saddle and ride that horse again. Back to you, Gary, W3JDH.
Hey, thank you, Dave. You know, it's funny. I no sooner had completed that course, the code course, when I went downstairs and completely gutted my hamstring. As we continue the continuous remodeling of this house, that was next on the list of rooms to be taken apart, and is still getting put back together. We're actually going to be moving down there to work in a couple of weeks. But everything I learned, you know, I was ready to go, and I'm like, oh, I don't have a station anymore, you know. But what I'll do is I'll sit here and I don't know if you heard me talking to Steve or not, but what I did was there's this little $20 dongle that you can buy that's an SDR for your radio, and there's an up converted board for another $40. And I'll sit here. My computer is now a receiver, a shortwave receiver, a general coverage receiver. And I'll sit here and I'll listen to code and I'll see what I can pick out, you know. When it doesn't, I'll just run FL Digi and let it decode it for me. But my ear is still. I'm trying to keep my ear in tune for it. So you know, you retain. Even though you're not doing it actively, you retain a certain level, and that's because of some of the good instruction that we had. So again, little round of applause to South Cars Outreach because it really works. So thank you, sir. We will move it along to K6SUN. Hello there once again, Kathy.
All right, Gary. Thanks for picking me up, and good evening, Dave, to you. It's nice hearing you, and it's nice hearing everyone else. But I will tell you that the outreach is what helped me get my general, my extra. The only part of courses that I can't seem to fit into my schedule is actually the Morse code. I'd have to go back and sort of relearn it all again. But I do have the key, and I do have software, and I know I have some great instructors out there. But I haven't been able to get into that. But because of South Cars and those outreach classes, it did help me upgrade my license to general and extra. And I want to, like you, Gary, I want to thank South Cars for that. We have some wonderful instructors out there. And I, right now, Gary, am one of those instructors. So actually, I must have learned an awful lot. So I just wanted to make that comment. But to tell everyone that all that information is on our website, even though we don't run all classes this year. We're only running the technician class because that's the only one that's changing this year. All of the podcasts and all the information is still on our website. So check it out if you want to upgrade. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Gary, and thanks for some of this great information you're bringing aboard this evening.
Well, before South Cars, I couldn't even spell extra. Now I are one. You know, I'll tell you very honestly, one of the proudest things that I have is that extra class license. I wanted that for a long time. I was thrilled when I got my technician license. It had been a long time coming on that one. I had. You know, life happened, you know, so I had a lot of years in between when I was trying to get it, and when I did finally get it. And, you know, to go from there to the general was a big step, but from I didn't want to stop, and, you know, obviously you can't go any further, but I wasn't going to be happy until I got the general. And I thank South Cars for that. I really do think that without South Cars and without that outreach class, I wouldn't be holding that ticket. So I am indebted to this organization for that. Really, it's to anybody who's thinking of making the jump, either from technician to general or from general to extra, you will get some good instruction by going on that website and listening to those sessions. And speaking of websites, what a segue. Speaking of websites, have you seen the South Cars website lately? It looks fantastic. And let me repeat that. It looks fantastic. That is a great-looking website. Here's our flagship informational center for the organization. We try to convey our membership what we're all about, post updates to information, and try to keep our site attractive, interesting, and usable. This site contains help for new hams and old hams, or old Sams too. It contains breaking news, current net schedules, outreach course info that we were talking about, and on it goes. Take the time to look it over. You just might be surprised about what it contains. And I'm just wondering if we can get Steve, Victor Hotel, to make a comment about the website and some of the very, very, very fine work that he does with it. So, Steve, if we can get you front and center for just a moment or two, can you come aboard, please?
Sure, Gary. What would you like to know, KF5VH?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for the great looking website that we've got now, and that was something that we really needed, and that's all you, you know. And again, tip of the South Cars hat to you, but maybe you could just comment on some of the ideas that you put into the website and how you developed that look.
Okay. Well, the other website was a pasty blue. So I tried to put a little color in the blues. I tried to put a little something other than blue. The other website, I think, was totally a very muted blue and white. So we tried to do some colors. We tried to put some pictures in. Newsline is on the website now. So if you got time and want to know what's new in amateur radio, Newsline is in the right-hand column, second heading down. But the thing we need from everyone is pictures. We want to know what's going on wherever you live. Take pictures for us, whether they're ham activities or just things that occur in your area. Like Slav recently had the Olympics there. Yes, it was a big thing, but we got some of Slav's pictures also in there, and it makes it interesting. So we need your pictures. When ham radio activities or special activities in your area occur, take a picture, or two, or ten. Send them to us, and we'll see what we can do with them. Back to you, Gary. KC2RMO, KF5VH. Interesting.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Those Slav pictures were great. There was also some guy dressed up like Gandhi, but I don't know how he got in there. But they really were. And that's the thing. You know, you have to remember that South Cars, you know, we have 3,000 people on the VoIP side of things. And 3,000 people do a lot of stuff. And everybody's got a cell phone with a camera in it. Everybody's taking pictures, you know. And it's like, we'd love to see that. We'd love to get it up on the website. You know, it's exciting to do things like that. And yeah, the website, the old website was it got some information out, but it was nowhere near the level of interactivity that we have now. It wasn't reaching out to people. It was not colorful. It was not fun to use. And Steve, you've done a great job with it. I really enjoy using the the website myself, and I know other people do too. It is a great effort. We're talking tonight, if you're just joining us, about the different things that make South Cars tick. And one of the departments that we also deal with is the teaching department. Now, this department is the educational center of our organization. Here we supply PowerPoints for various areas. These include NCS training, hospitality training, SysOp training. The material, for the most part, is posted on our website, and it is a free download. We feel very strongly that if those involved march to the beat of the same drummer and further exercise their efforts in a joint manner, we'll have more of a chance to be successful. So in other words, we've developed kind of the South Cars way of doing things, and we've got a great organization. We got some stuff that really rocks here, and so it's we're doing it the right way. So that's the educational end of things, and that's kind of the end of my segment here. I will turn things back now to KY6V and say hello once again to Gordon. Hello there, sir.
Absolutely super. Thanks, Gary. Thank you, Steve. KY6V here. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, and you guys out there, you've heard how we at South Cars make the cookie crumble or let our skirts flip. Would any of you out there consider helping us? And that's a big question mark. If so, we hope so. Just drop us an email, VOIP at voipnet.southcars.com. And let us talk the situation out. Remember, those that give back to the hobby will have the hobby give it back to you. So do we have any other check-ins before I send it to Kathy for any appropriate announcements and closing this evening? If so, suffixes only and call now, please. Okay, all's quiet on the Western Front. How say you... Ms. Net Manager, announcements and closing, please. KY6V, over.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I thank each of you for helping out this evening, KY6V and KC2RMO. And I want to thank everyone who connected this evening and joined in and with their comments and their thoughts and their questions. But I want to invite you also to tomorrow morning. You know, we're going to celebrate March the 17th, which is St. Patty's Day, and hopefully you'll wear green tomorrow. But we have quite some programs ahead of us for the month, and I'd like to share some of those with you. But like Gordon and Gary and Steve and everyone was saying, please check out that website, www.voip.southcars.com. It is fantastic. There's a lot of information there. The training materials are there. The podcasts are there. There's pictures there. There's just a lot there. So check it out from time to time. It always changes. But let me pause for just a moment. Let me share some of the nets we have coming up. And like I said, tomorrow we're going to be talking about St. Patty's Day. The Rag Chew has such things this month and next month as March Fun. We have Ask an Elmer, and you know, of course, April Fool's Day is there. We want to hear your stories. We have Earth Day. We have Easter in there, and then once again we have Ask an Elmer. Those are great sessions. On the Global Family Hour, we're going to talk about the outreach program, which we talked about tonight. It's actually the anniversary. I'm not sure if it's 4 years. I believe it is. We're going to talk about Florida. Viva Florida. It has celebrated its 500th anniversary, I believe, last year. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. April Fun and Memorial Expeditions. We have the Kentucky. We have the Titanic. And then, of course, we end with May Day. That is the month of April and the month of March. So with that, I'm going to throw it out there once again and see if there's any check-ins before we actually close this evening.
RMO, just one quick time around.
All right, I have you, Gary, and I also saw a key up from the IRLP 4818 this So is there anyone else that would like to come aboard?
VXP.
Golf Lima. YZR.
All right. I have, I believe, four check-ins. I have RMO. I have VXP. I have Golf Lima. And I have a YZR. So let's start with you, Mr. Gary. See what your final comments, anything you'd like to share this evening. Hopefully you'll have a great session in New York City next week. If I understand, there's another storm headed your way, so hopefully that won't happen. So Gary, thanks for being here. What are your final comments this evening?
Hey, thanks, Kathy. There's always a storm headed this way. It's like the central part of New York State has this big target on it that's like, you know, Gary's house, you know, get here. Next week is going to be great. It's my wonderful, lovely, beautiful, excellent wife, Unit's birthday, and we're going to New York City to see the Phantom of the Opera. And, of course, you don't really see a phantom, do you? But that's beside the point. So we're going to have a great time in New York City. I love New York. It's a great lot of fun when we go to visit New York City. So we're going to have a fun time with that. But I did want to say something pertinent to South Cars last time around. And, you know, we've been talking about some great stuff tonight about what this organization is. And really, if you're a listener of NETS, of South Cars NETS, I would urge you to become a participant in the NETS. And if you're a participant in the NETS, I would urge you to investigate becoming an NCS or to help out in some other capacity. Because like Gordon said, you get out what you put in, and we're getting an awful lot of stuff out that's good now. And it can just be that much richer with your help. So think about it. Okay, think about it. It's great stuff. And with that, I'm going to shut up and go back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to you, Kat.
Well, thank you, Gary, for sharing that and for doing all you do for South Cars, always being there to help. And I hopefully you and Stephanie will have a great time. We'll miss you on the nets, but hopefully you'll enjoy that Phantom of the Opera. So with that, I'm going to pick up a VXP, Rick, N1 VXP. Hopefully you don't get that storm they're talking about, and hopefully you can join us in the morning as well. What are your final comments this evening?
This is N1 VXP. The only thing I can say about South Cars, I always enjoy the nets, always learn something new, always glad to hear other new people coming in to keep the idea of South Cars going strong. And I don't think we're going to get the storms. It sounds like most of it's going south of us. So those in New England and myself may not be getting, we may get a little wet weather, but hopefully warmer weather. A little side note, I forgot to mention, today is a kind of a special day. It was 8 years ago today that I moved here to Ohio from Connecticut. Can't believe that it's been 8 years, and learned a lot about the town, enjoy it, and can't believe, like I said, I just can't believe 8 years has gone by that quick. N1VXP back to net control.
Well, hopefully the storm won't hit you, Rick. Been talking to my son a little bit in Michigan, and I think he's tired of the winter and all the snow. But you know, when you talk about years in a place, I've lived here in not all Vero Beach, but Florida since 2006, and I'm thinking that's 8 years. I've been teaching in St. Lucie County for 8 years, and the time has really gone by. And you know, it does go by. And I've been a member of South Car since 2008, you know, and that's 6 years. So, you know, things really go by very fast, and we get older and older, and but we enjoy life here. So thanks for being here tonight. Hopefully you'll join us in the morning and throughout the various nets. And And keep us in touch on your plans and whether you'd like to be part of the staff in any of those capacities. I'm going to break with you, and I'm hoping this is you, Mike. You said GL. I always run your call sign in my preamble, ZGL. So hopefully that is you in the Grand Rapids area, and you can share with us about your nasty weather. So I have GL coming through the 4818. Come aboard.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody on the South Cars Net. It is indeed Mike, KBZGL, and Kathy. Real quick, I had to do some work on the repeater today, so before I drone on for say hello and some things, will you just confirm that I'm making the system okay a moment for me, and then I'll take it from there for a minute.
You're sounding great, Mike. It's been a long time. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, very good, Kathy. Thank you. Thanks for that report. I do appreciate it. I've been listening in the background tonight, and yes, it's a little bit colder here, but starting to warm up. The 12-inch ice dams are mostly gone from the roof. I'm working on keeping the garage dry right now and all the radio equipment, but just wanted to take a moment. I listened along tonight, and a thank you. I listened to so many of the positions and what all of you do for South Cars, and for myself working on the back end, just my appreciation for all the interactions with the staff and all of the people, and how great that always is, and when there are some issues, how nice everybody is to deal with, and the informative information, and when there are issues, and overall, I'd say the uptime on the reflector's been pretty good, so I just appreciate having you guys here on the Great Lakes Reflector on the South Cars channel, and also wanted to let those of you know, and maybe Kathy or you or Gordon or somebody's going to fill me in. I got to figure this out. I'm taking my first official vacation, and I am coming to Florida April 1st through April, 10th. I'll be in a little south of Orlando in Melbourne, staying on the beach for a week. I'll have a rental car, so if anybody would like to donuts and coffee, I will be in Florida, even if I have to drive a few hours to come and meet some of you. I'd love to put that together for those of you that have known me over the years. So, not a whole lot else, Kathy, just very appreciative of working with all the staff over the years, and how much enjoyment this is, and just glad I was able to check in tonight. I was actually home once and available to check in, so back to net control from KB8ZGL in Greenville, Michigan.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for being here tonight, and great news about Florida. Melbourne's about 40 miles north of me, so I sure hope that we can at least put an eyeball on you, at least a fellow Michigander. And I'm sure you're tired of that snow. I know my son is. He lives way up in Kalkaska, and I think they've had 4 feet of snow. So, but great news on your visit to Florida. You'll enjoy it thoroughly. We've had some fantastic weather down here. It hasn't been too hot. It hasn't been too cold. So that is not too far from my location. But I'm going to throw it out there to Gordon, because I'm sure he'd like to talk to you about your trip to Florida. So KY6V, would you like a contact with Mr. Mike up there in Michigan?
I sure would. Thank you, Kathy. Mike, that is great news. We're close enough down here to Melbourne that we can get together. I'll tell you what, Tiger. I'll make sure that the red carpet's put out for you and the 76 trombone band led by 106 clarinets will be there to serenade you. Let's stay in touch. Are you flying down, Mike? Are you driving down or what, sir? Over.
Well, thanks, Gordon. I'm excited about it. I'm excited for some warmth and some relaxation. The family's coming with me. My parents and my brother-in-law and sister anyways. They're actually going to be there for a wedding. I'm more tagging along because I knew it was probably close to some people I've been trying to meet over the years. But we're flying in on the 1st, and then we'll have rental cars there at the condo on the beach. So, I'll be able to make a day trip out of it, or a half day, or a breakfast, or whatever works, a dinner, whatever works, whatever makes sense. So we'll keep in touch for sure. But, definitely flying in, and should have a – I've got quite a layover, actually. I won't keep it too long. I know there's other people I'm probably checking to the net, but we'll catch up after the night otherwise, too. But I know I've got about a – the way it worked out, my plane ticket got bumped, and so my family's actually landing in Orlando about 3.5 hours after me, so I'll be chilling at the airport for about 3 hours in Orlando before we drive to Melbourne. But anyways, we can catch up on email. Just wanted to make sure you thought about that, though, and I heard you on tonight. But great net tonight, Gordon, and really fun to hear all the staff's comments. And boy, I tell you what, you guys have sure found a pile of those broadcast voices. What a great sounding net tonight. Back to you, Gordon, KY6Z, KBA.GL in the group.
Okay, well, this is just great news, Mike. We'll get the locals assembled, and we'll have a party. I was going to ask you if you were flying directly into Melbourne. You've answered that. So you get a little bit of drive coming out of Orlando to get down there. But it's not bad. I don't know what it is. Probably, I'm going to guess, an hour and a half, 2 hours for you to get out of the airport and get settled in Melbourne. But stay in touch up to the final hour, okay, Mike? And we'll make it happen. Over.
All right. Give us all that, Gordon. That sounds good. I'll keep in touch. I just happened to put. I wanted to make sure I got back to you on that, and I knew you'd be around tonight. So I'll let you finish up the net, and then I'll be hanging around afterwards, probably for a little while, and chit chat. And I heard some Windows 8 stuff that I was interested in before the net. So see if everybody's still hanging out. Kathy, go ahead and pick it up. Thank you so much for letting me have a quick one-on-one with Gordon. Thanks for running a great net tonight. K6SUN, KB8ZGL.
Well, thank you, Mike, for being here. It's always a pleasure to put you in the preamble, and it will be a pleasure to actually see you. Like I said, a fellow Michigander. And I think Gordon, Orlando to Melbourne, it could be about 80 miles or so, but that's a great location. You'll love that area, and you'll definitely love the beach and the weather here in Florida. It's been fantastic. But I'll let you two talk after the net, and I'll break with you, but I'll pick up YZR Bernie. I think you're still there. Bernie up there in Wisconsin, what would you like to share with us this evening? About anything we've talked about, or maybe just to say hi to us, and thanks for being here.
Okay, Kathy, K6SUN, KC9YZR. I don't know why the voice or audio level it changes once in a while. I don't know why that is. I might be a little bit low according to the meter. I don't know why that is, because I see why it might be. It might be because of that. All right. Might be my link radio. Volume control got turned down a little bit, so that should be better. All right, that'll answer that question. I know one time it switched over to the webcam microphone instead of using the headset microphone, or in this case I was using the HT, and I see that my volume control on my link radio got turned down a little bit. I guess it was when I was talking on the voice earlier. Guy had set up a 2-meter antenna, and he wanted me to check it out with him, and so I had the volume to a different setting. So now that should be a little bit better. I hope it's not too high now. And I'm going to reset. Well, anyway, I heard the entire net. I might have missed a few comments because the same person also had set up an HF antenna. He wanted me to talk to him on HF to see how that was working. So during the net here, he was talking to me on HF on 75 meters. And he had purchased an old Hustler G7 from me for $5 because I was going to discard it because it was in sort of rough shape, and I don't like to sell anything that's not in good shape. And the fiberglass from the Hustler G7 was almost completely gone, and it just did not look good. And I've had it for about, well, the age of it is about 20 to 25 years, but the club used it for a number of years for the repeater antenna. Then they got a self-stodge antenna, because a local company wanted to share space, and they had a 10-frequency, 152 megahertz range paging system, so they put up that commercial Phelps Dodge antenna, and they sold me the HD7, and then I had it for 6 years, and then I was out of ham for 12 and a half years, but I was still using antenna for other things, and then last year I got back into ham radio. Anyway, he bought that, but so I've been busy talking to him on HF. I'm going to reset one more time. Anyway, I hope this level is okay. Like I said, it was a little bit quiet, and I couldn't figure that out why that was. That was my link radio's volume controller turned down too low for echoing. So as far as net control station, well, I'd probably be a mediocre one. I can run a script to start a net. I can take a list of check-ins and have them take their second goers, but it's all these extras that you throw in there that I'd have a little bit of a hard time with, because even in the Army, there was a notation where they said that I had trouble conforming to military way of life. I think this is the way they put it. And so I've always had a hard time following someone else's rules. And so I probably would be mediocre, and I couldn't guarantee that it would be there, more than 50% of the time. Above that, it would just be hard to say whether I could be around or not. So I don't know if I'd want to volunteer for that job there. And nice people in here. And there was something else I was going to mention, too, when that was running, but now I'm sort of forgetting what it was. I don't think it was that important. 7-3 and catch you later, K6SUN, KC9YZR.
Well, thank you, Bernie, for being here tonight and checking in and listening. And anyone who was listening didn't want to check in, we hope that you enjoyed the net about South Cars and about our organization and all that there's involved in. In it, we have quite a staff behind us and a lot of help, but we still could use some help. So if you find that you have any time to help us out, NCS, backup, help maybe with hospitality, or anything else that we have offered here this evening, we hope that you'll contact us at VOIP at VOIPnet.southcars.com. And like I said, I hope that you've enjoyed the program this evening. It gave you an idea about South Cars and all that's involved with it. But I've enjoyed my time as net manager, my time as NCS, and anything else I have to do. But Bernie, I want to tell you that your link, I believe I put in the system as a member as well, so it's all there. But everyone, thank you for being here this evening. Thanks for being so faithful and joining us. But join us in the morning for the Sunday morning rag queue. We're going to talk about, St. Patty's Day. So let me pause here for a moment, and I'm going to close. First of all, I want to thank you, Gordon, KY6V, and you, Gary, KC2RMO. For helping me out this evening, for being the moderators, being in the background, and making it such a fantastic net this evening. But this has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, and that's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net controls for this session has been myself, Kilo 6 Sierra United November, KY6B, and KC2RMO. We all are saying a 73 and closing this VOIP session. And we want to thank you for your participation this evening. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. So on behalf of myself, K6SUN, KY6B, and KC2RMO, we want to say bye-bye for now.